Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Let's jump straight in.
Tech Guide.
This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia.
Tech Guide.
It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect.
Tech Guide.
They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide episode 125. Hello and welcome to the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. It's great to have your company once again. And if you're listening for the first time, welcome aboard. I'm Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. This week we talk about the tech customers are buying for Christmas. We look at the top internet searches of 2014 and take a closer look at the teaser trailer for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. In the Tech Guide reviews, we run our eye over the Braven Mirror waterproof Bluetooth speaker, the Bose SoundLink on-ear wireless headphones, and the LifeProof case for the iPhone 6. And we'll close it out with the Tech Guide help desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Tech Guide, let's get cracking. All right, well, the Black Friday sales were concluded in the US over the weekend, and the Cyber Monday sales are actually on as we speak. But there, we do have some data from the Black Friday sales. Now, for those who don't know what Black Friday is, it is the day after Thanksgiving, which signifies the start of the holiday shopping season. So a massive day, both in-store and online. Now, in the US, the Consumer Electronics Association, that's CEA for short, they also run the Consumer Electronics Show, which we'll be attending next month in January in Las Vegas. They compiled some very interesting data about some shopping habits from US shoppers. There were more than the 51 million shoppers buying or planning to buy consumer technology products. That's 51 million. A lot of people. Now, according to the CEA, that actual number is actually lower than last year, but each shopper was spending more on consumer technology. So there were less shoppers, but those, it still added up to more dollars spent because those fewer shoppers were spending more than they did last year. So anyway, they're out in front. Consumer tech, very, very popular category. But what were we buying? What were the US Black Friday shoppers looking at? Now, at the top of the list were TVs. 37% of shoppers were buying or planning to buy a brand new TV. So Christmas is a great excuse to upgrade that TV. It's a family purchase, so could be a gift to the whole family. Next up, tablets. That was 35%, just down from 37 for TVs. 35% were tablets. Now, we always knew that was going to be a massive, massive category this Christmas. Australia is no different. Tablets are very hot item for Christmas. So many companies that are pushing tablets. We're talking Samsung, of course, the iPad with Apple, but all these other choices in various screen sizes, 7-inch, 10-inch, 9-inch, 8-inch, plenty of choices there. 35% of shoppers at Black Friday thought so as well. Laptop computers was next down 23%. So that's quite a jump down, 35% tablets, 23% for laptop computers. The next most popular item, so we've got TVs, tablets, laptop computers. The next most popular tech item on people's shopping lists were gaming consoles. We're talking PS4, Xbox One, PS3 for that matter, Xbox 360, they're still available. This is a very popular purchase. Again, another purchase that the whole family can enjoy. There's some of the most popular games are games that the families can play all together, whether it's a sing-along game, a quiz game, you name it. The gaming has become the new way to gather family together in front of the television. Next down was portable wireless speakers. We're going to talk about one on the show later on, but we're talking Bluetooth speakers available in various shapes, various sizes, various price points. So that's going to be, I think, another big hit here in Australia as well. Portable wireless speakers, we're talking Bluetooth, that connect wirelessly to your device so you can stream your content off your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, and you still enjoy a decent sound. We've spoken about many of them on Tech Guide, both here on the podcast as well as on the website. So it is no wonder that these are going to be a hot item. There are so many that I've reviewed on Tech Guide, so many coming out in time for Christmas. So if that's on your shopping list, there are plenty of choices. Those figures, that story, if you want to go through them with a fine-tooth comb, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
All right, now, well, we love an internet search, and you know there are a lot of different search engines. We're going to talk about two. We're going to talk about Yahoo, and we're going to talk Bing. Now, Bing is the Microsoft search engine, and Yahoo is Yahoo, of course. And they've revealed, we're getting to the end of 2014, and they've revealed the top searches for the year. Now, our searches on the internet obviously depend on what we're interested in, what we find out more information, and it's no wonder that the searches that we've done online really reflect the big stories of the year, the big stories where people are desperate for more information, more news, and that was definitely the case this year. So the most popular search in 2014 on Yahoo 7, was Malaysia Airlines. Now, there were two incidents in 2014, the MH370 back in March, where the plane just disappeared and to this day has not been located. There's talk it's in the Southern Ocean somewhere, or in the Indian Ocean off the west coast of Australia. Still no reports of where it is. They've been searching for months now. And the second incident, unfortunately, for Malaysia Airlines was the MH17 disaster, where the plane was reportedly shot out of the sky over the Ukraine. So we were hungry for knowledge and hungry for information about these stories, and naturally they were the number one search on Yahoo 7. Next up, Minecraft. Now, this is a game that has been around for a little while, but it seems to have found a totally new life with the youngsters of today. Very popular search. So, it ranked second behind Malaysian Airlines. Well, it just goes to show just how popular that is. Third up, we had a film, Frozen, which was a phenomenon worldwide. I think it made $1.2 billion at the box office. It's actually the fifth highest grossing film of all time, and they're talking sequels and everything, that Broadway shows, the whole kit and caboodle. It was number three. Fourth was the FIFA World Cup, one of a few sporting events that were searched for, including the Australian Open, which was number five, the Australian Open tennis tournament. And down the list a little bit, number seven was Robin Williams, and his tragic death earlier this year, that really sparked a lot of people to do the search on Yahoo for some more information, hear about not only the news of his passing, but also to look back at his career. We saw that his films were suddenly at the top of the iTunes charts once again, people paying their little tributes to Robin Williams by watching his films and obviously doing a search to find out some more information. Another sporting event came in at number eight, and that's the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow earlier this year. England took out the medal tally for the very first time, Australia and Canada following in second and third place respectively. Later this year, towards the later half of this year, here's number nine, is Ebola. News of the virus spread as fast as the disease itself, and a lot of people were getting online to find out some information, not only about where it is, but also the symptoms, and there were a lot of fear out there. People worried that they were displaying Ebola-like symptoms, but this was a very popular search term as well. And coming in at number 10 was INXS. INXS were the very famous, iconic 80s band, Australian band, and the reason for their search, to appear in this search this year, was the fact that they did release that mini-series Never Tear Us Apart back in February. So that sparked plenty of interest for people who maybe watched the show that were maybe a bit little young to remember the band when they were together. Michael Hutchence unfortunately passed away back in 1997. So it's been nearly 18 years since his passing. So there were a lot of people who were curious about In Excess after watching that show. And it was an excellent two-part mini-series, I have to add. So a lot of people were keen to find out a little bit more information. Now, over at Bing, the searches were eight main categories. We're talking celebrity, fashion brands, music, sport, technology, of course, politics, news and current affairs, and movies. Now, in the celebrity ranks, number one went to Miranda Kerr, followed by Kate Middleton and Robin Williams. In music, we had Katy Perry topping the charts, followed by One Direction and Justin Bieber. In the movies, Frozen, of course. Number two was Wolf of Wall Street, the controversial film about Jordan Belfort, who was played by Leonardo DiCaprio in a Martin Scorsese film. Number three, The Hunger Games. Fashion brands. Number one was ASOS, was the number one fashion brand, followed by Topshop and Zara. Now, news and current affairs, I think we've covered this already. The missing MH370 plane, the Ebola outbreak, and MH17. So two out of three Malaysia Airlines there once again, really reflecting the Yahoo 7 searches as well. In sport, World Cup was number one. Soccer, Glasgow Commonwealth Games came in at number two. And number three on Bing, we're talking Bing here, was the AFL Grand Final. That actually beat out the NRL Grand Final, which was number four. Now, in technology circles, and we're quite acquainted with these, iPhone 6, the top technology search on Bing, followed by Xbox One, and coming in at number three is the iPad. Now, in politics, Tony Abbott was the top search, followed by Bill Shorten, followed by Julie Bishop. Interestingly, number four was Clive Palmer, and at number five was the ex-Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. So interesting searches there. If you want to read more about these searches to see the exact rankings of these search terms, you can head over to techguide.com.au. Now, anyone who knows me knows I'm a massive Star Wars fan. I have a home theater here in the Tech Guide home, and it has a full-size Darth Vader and a full-size Stormtrooper. That is honest truth. I am a massive, massive Star Wars tragic. So when the teaser trailer was released early Saturday morning our time, it was quite an event in the Tech Guide studios, I have to say. And we really, I was watching this trailer over and over again, looking for little clues, trying to work out a few things. There's obviously been tight security around this production. But this 88-second trailer revealed quite a bit, and I've gone through shot by shot for anyone who wants to read about it. I've gone through every single aspect of it at techguide.com.au, but I'm just going to talk about a couple of things here. It was interesting that, of course, this is the first film which is outside of George Lucas's direct control. George Lucas, of course, was the creator of the Star Wars universe, the original trilogy, prequel trilogy, and people, Star Wars fans, have a bit of a love-hate relationship with George Lucas. They kind of love the original trilogy, not so hot on the prequel trilogy. But when news that Lucasfilm, for a start, was sold to Disney, that was big news. And the new other news that J.J. Abrams, that Uber director who has been responsible for quite a number of top shows, top movies, we're talking the two Star Wars films, two Star Trek films, we're talking Cloverfield, really impressive movie that was shot in the first person with a handheld video camera. We're also talking Super 8, a great film about a young filmmaker who happens to capture something in this country town. So when we sat down to watch this trailer, wow, we were very excited. I was very excited, and we hit play, and some interesting things. First thing we see is a desert planet. Now, what is this desert planet? Of course, it has to be Tatooine, but there is talk that there may be a second desert planet in the film. First character we see is John Boyega, dressed in a Stormtrooper uniform without the helmet. Then we see other Stormtroopers and with slightly different helmet designs. But another interesting shot was seeing Daisy Ridley, who plays a young woman on this desert planet, and rumour is that she's supposed to be the daughter of Princess Leia and Han Solo. And interestingly, she's wearing a set of goggles that was created from the lenses of a stormtrooper helmet. So she's a bit of a scavenger and created this these goggles, and then she takes off on a speeder, much like or similar to the one her Uncle Luke was riding in the original movie. Now, you also see the X-Wings in a scene flying over water, kicking up some vapor over the water. So this the fact that you're seeing something so recognizable is fantastic. The next shot was really interesting. We see there was a voiceover at the start, you know, there has been an awakening, have you felt it? Then partway through, we hear another voice saying the dark side and the light. And we see a figure in a black cloak wielding a lightsaber and firing up the lightsaber, which has a rougher texture than the normal lightsaber in the Star Wars films, but also has two other cross handles. So it is forms a laser hilt as well, and kind of looks like a crucifix. So anyone who's got any kind of religious sort of overtone there, is that a symbolic kind of religious thing there that's going to be argued well into next year before the December 2015 release of the film. But last and most certainly not least, there's a pause in the trailer, and then suddenly that familiar John Williams soundtrack, the Star Wars theme, and the Millennium Falcon screaming out across the desert and it being attacked by TIE fighters. I think there were a lot of Star Wars fans who would have wept at the sight. And I'm not saying I wasn't one of them, but it was very exciting to see the Millennium Falcon in action once again. But the question is, though, we didn't see any of the main characters. We didn't see Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, or Han Solo. There are a number of top-line actors like Max von Sydow and Andy Serkis who were involved in the production. Were nowhere to be seen. They may have been heard. They may have been doing the voiceovers, but a real treat for Star Wars fans, something to pore over until we get the next trailer. Hopefully there'll be another one for the Super Bowl, and then a longer trailer as we get closer to the December 18, 2015 release date. And I think if you're listening to this on December the 1st or December the 2nd, let's say, when this is going to be published on iTunes, that means there are 383 sleeps to go. So not long before we see the brand new Star Wars film. If you want to read my shot-by-shot description analysis, if you like, of that teaser trailer, you know where to go, techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. How many Wi-Fi devices do you have at home? You have a count and see what you got around you there. You got laptops, we've got tablets, we've got iPads, smartphones, gaming consoles, smart TVs, so many devices, music streaming, speakers, the list goes on and on. And if you're like the average Australian home, you probably have 10 or more of these devices all connected to your Wi-Fi network. Well, now is the time to upgrade your home network to the next generation 802.11 AC Wi-Fi from Netgear and get the best experience from all your gadgets and devices. When you upgrade to AC Wi-Fi, you'll enjoy video and music streaming with no buffering, more reliable Wi-Fi connectivity and coverage, faster loading of websites, videos and email attachments, and much, much more. So check out Netgear's range of next generation 802.11 AC Wi-Fi products, and these work with the latest smartphones, the latest tablets, and the latest laptops. The Netgear products like modems, routers, and range extenders, these can all connect all those devices a lot faster. You can check them out at netgear.com.au and do more with your devices this summer.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
Now, we did mention at the top of the show that Bluetooth speakers are quite a popular item this year, and there are a number to choose from, but we've come across one, the Braven Mira, where it's spelled M-I-R-A, which is a kind of a speaker with a difference, both in shape and also in use. The Mira is a circular speaker. And Braven, of course, is a very popular Bluetooth speaker brand, one of the more popular among the many brands who are producing Bluetooth speakers. The Mira is a circular speaker, and it is one of these speakers you can use anywhere. And the reason you can do that is because it is water resistant. It has a hook on the back of the speaker, so you can actually hang it up in various places, including in the shower. That's where we took the mirror for our testing. We hooked it around the shower head, so it hung down right there in front of us inside the shower, not outside the shower like every other speaker has to exist. If you do want to listen to your music in the shower, you've got to be happy with the speaker sitting outside the shower. Well, if you've got the Braven mirror, that speaker sits inside the shower with you. So if you fancy yourself as singing along, if you love to sing in the shower, well, your music can be even closer than ever. Now, it is water resistant, not waterproof. So you can use this obviously by the pool, at the beach, but it can't be submerged. It's water resistant. So I can handle a splash, but if you submerge it underwater, it's not going to handle it. It's got an IPX6 rating. So it's an IPX5 rating. So we can handle a splash, but not the dunk. That hook, apart from it being able to be connected to your shower head, can also be used to hang it in the garage, hang it wherever you can, on a doorknob, wherever you want to hang it. But that hook can also double as a kickstand, so it can help rest the circular speaker on any flat surface. So very versatile, not only how you listen to it, but also where you listen to it as well. Sound quality is pretty impressive. It is a small circular speaker, about 12.5 centimeters across, controls on the front, volume, on off, pairing, play. And produces a decent sound, produces actually a decent level of bass for such a small speaker with plenty of clarity. So I think you're going to be pleased not only with the versatility of this speaker, but also the quality you're getting out of it as well. Now, because it links to your smartphone, it can also be used as a hands-free speakerphone. So you can actually answer your calls through this as well if you happen to get a call. Even if you get a call in the shower and you've got your phone there nearby, you can answer your calls in the shower. What's that noise in the background? Oh, nothing. I'm just having a shower. That might be an unusual phone call, but the Braven mirror will allow you to do it. It's up to you. The consumer, the user chooses how they use it. The Braven mirror is available now. It's $129.95, and I've written a full review at techguide.com.au. You can see how many stars out of 5 I gave the Braven mirror. So check it out, techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Continuing our audio theme of our reviews this week, we checked out the Bose SoundLink on-ear Bluetooth headphones. Now, Bose have really they've pushed their wireless products in the last 18 months, so the cable is disappearing, which is a similar story with other brands. But when a company like Bose decide to go down this track, they've really got to assure customers that while they're getting the no cable convenience, so it's pretty impressive that this thing connects wirelessly in the first place. There's no cable clutter. You're not going to get tangled up in the cables. But what they have to assure people and maintain is audio quality. And being able to achieve the same quality wirelessly over Bluetooth as you can with a physical cable is quite some work. And Bose has managed to do that very well with these new headphones. Now, they are wireless. They do have a similar appearance to the QC3 noise-canceling headphones, which were the smaller on-ear headphones. They have a very similar feel, very soft leather feel. So when they sit on your ear, the cup doesn't go over your ear. There is no cup to talk of. There is a soft leather padding on top of the earpieces that cover your ears and create a nice seal so that it isn't, while it's not active noise-canceling, it has a bit of a passive noise-canceling effect. On board, of course, is the company's proprietary tri-port technology that works with the onboard active equalizer. So sound quality is fantastic. The range of sound, the clarity, the sharpness, the detail, it's all there, and it's all there wirelessly. So very impressive, very comfortable leather band as well. So over your head, these fit overhead speakers. You can sit them on your head for hours at a time. It is quite a comfortable fit. Those soft touch, soft leather ear cups as well. The ear pads sit on your ear quite gently and very, very comfortable to wear. Now, there are controls on board as well. So you can control the volume. You can navigate the music on the ear cup itself. There's also, it's obviously an onboard rechargeable battery that can has about 15 hours of playback time, and it only takes 90 minutes to get a full charge, which I think is pretty cool. So 15 hours of playback time after 90 minutes, yeah, it's pretty solid. But don't fear, if you do run out of power, there is a cable you can connect to the headphones, so you can use them like a traditional cable headphones that require no power, that draws the power from the device it's plugged into. So don't panic if you run out of power. You can still hear your tunes. Comes in black and white. Also fits, folds down pretty small into the included case. So really portable, can be taken anywhere on a trip, in your bag, just for public transport, whatever you choose. The Bose SoundLink on-ear Bluetooth headphones are priced at $329. You can read my complete review at techguide.com.au. Well, Lifeproof is a very well-known brand when it comes to creating waterproof cases for smartphones, and in particular, iPhones. Now, their iPhone 5 and 5S cases were hits because it allowed users to not only protect the device, make it shockproof, dustproof, but it also made it waterproof. So for those active users who want to still take their phone with them in the water, the Lifeproof case makes that waterproof. There'll be a lot of other users, like Samsung Galaxy S5 users, for example, and Sony Xperia Z3 users saying, well, we don't even need a case because we're waterproof anyway. They don't require the case. But iPhone, alas, requires that case. It is not waterproof. So if you do want to take an iPhone in the water, you do need a Lifeproof waterproof case. Now they've just released the brand new case for the iPhone 6. The iPhone 6 only been out a couple of months, and already we're seeing cases from Lifeproof. Now they've only released the iPhone 6 case. So this it's available in white, grey, and black. And seals the iPhone 6 right up, so it makes it waterproof, dustproof, shockproof, even snowproof. So if you're going down the snow, not in our summer, if you might be traveling overseas to the northern winter, it can handle snow as well. I do know some of our listeners like to hit the Aspen slopes early in the new year, so this might be the case for them if they've got the iPhone 6. Now, this is the Lifeproof Fray case, so it does also allow, through the home button, you can still use the Touch ID fingerprint reader even through the case, which is quite important as well. There's also a special coating on the back panel so that the camera shoots nice clear photos from that back, from the back camera as well. You know, we love taking photos with our iPhone, and having it inside the Lifeproof case still allows you to do that. What I like about it too, it's quite light and thin. It doesn't add a lot of thickness or bulk to the device. So if you're worried that you're going to be carrying a massive lump in your pocket, you got to remember the iPhone 6 is a lot thinner than the iPhone 5. So having this Lifeproof case on it still makes it thinner than the iPhone 5. So worth checking out the Lifeproof Fray case, available now, $89.95. And stay tuned, users, iPhone 6 users, iPhone 6 Plus users, I should say. There are cases coming for that in the coming months. Both the Fray and the Nude cases from Lifeproof are on their way. But for now, the Lifeproof Fray case, $89.95. And if you want to check out my report, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Okay, our Tech Guide Help Desk question comes from Kellyana, who left a question on the Tech Guide forum, and if you have a question, you can do the same thing. Her question was, she's hoping to buy her 10-year-old a video camera for Christmas. She loves making movies, but her dilemma is they are either really cheap or really pricey. There doesn't seem to be any middle ground. Do you have any suggestions? Well, we sure do. There are a few choices to make in the video camera market. Now, there as we of course know that phones are capable of shooting HD video, as are dedicated digital cameras. So smaller digital compact cameras can shoot full HD video as well. So there is that option. But by the sounds of Kellyana's question, I think she wants a real video camera. So you're talking the latest video cameras, which don't require tapes. They don't require any discs. All they take is a memory card, an SD card. Some take a micro SD card. And there are a range of video cameras, full HD video cameras, camcorders, from the major brands, starting at just $180. We're talking Panasonic, Sony, JVC. These are well-established companies that that have created these great full HD and affordable cameras. So we're not talking cheap, under $100. So we're talking between $180, $200, up to about $500. And there are plenty of choices there and from brands that we recognize. So I suggest if your daughter wants to have a dedicated camera, have the similar look and feel, you know, with the pop-out LED screen to see, frame up what you're doing, if they want something just a step up from a smartphone, you know, being 10, really giving a 10-year-old a smartphone may be a bit premature, but having a dedicated video camera that can shoot full HD can be as cheap as $180, $189, then there are plenty of choices there. And we're talking, as I said, Panasonic, Sony, Canon, JVC, all the established brands have got these really impressive camcorders at this affordable price point. There's also the GoPros as well. GoPro Hero 4 Black is about $629, but it doesn't come with a screen. It's an action camera. Can be used for different various filming situations. There's also the Hero 4 Silver, which has a built-in LED screen. I think it's priced around the $500 mark, but again, that's may not suit the usage for this 10-year-old. I think she may be a budding filmmaker, maybe wants something to shoot small movies with, and I think these HD camcorders, affordable HD camcorders, may be just the solution. Hope that helps, Kellyanna. I hope you're listening. You can see, if you want to add your question to the Tech Guide forum, and we may even be talking about your question on the Tech Guide help desk next week, you can do that at techguide.com.au. And that is our show for this week. Everything we've spoken about, you can see at techguide.com.au. And if you want to get in touch, of course, you can email us at info@techguide.com.au if you have a question or a comment. You can follow me on Twitter as well. That's at Stephen Fennick, and that's Stephen spelt with a PH. Leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions, feel free to contact me that way. You can also leave a question on our forum, and not only myself, but also our loyal band of readers will jump in and offer their opinion as well. Special thanks to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. Been great having you with us once again, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.